I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, hey. Hey, howdy, partner.
Howdy.
What are you drinking there, Francis?
This is just a coffee.
Hey, so Francis is, to all you lovely Private Parts listeners, he's sitting in his car right now drinking a coffee wearing a trucker hat.
Yep, it's true. Yeah, I'm in my car at the moment. It's actually, I'm on my way somewhere, so it's easy just to stop somewhere and pull over.
So you're saying you are a trucker. You're a trucker. What are you delivering?
I'm not a trucker. No. I'm an explorer.
What's the difference between a trucker and explorer?
Well, I explore for gold.
And a trucker?
Delivers stuff.
Have you met any truckers on your tales, your wanders, your journeys?
Well, I wouldn't know, would I?
What, if you met a trucker?
No, they wouldn't just, like, it's not like they would, that's the first thing they'd say. I might have spoken to a
They wouldn't reveal themselves.
Yeah.
they would keep their identity secret if they're a trucker.
Truckers can only identify other truckers. That's the, just the way that they walk.
What do you mean? It's the way they walk? That's how they judge them? It's their way they walk?
No, but do you know what, like... So some of these trucks, well, they call them semis over here, right? They call
Say that one more time.
Semis.
Have you ever had a semi?
Oh, many a time. I've had a semi. But anyway, I have to say, you know, one might get a semi for a semi because some of these trucks, they're like cabins, are like luxury kind of. They're amazing. Obviously they can't sleep while they're driving, but they have like these plush beds and like really nice sort of sitting rooms. It's almost like one of those mobile homes in a thing,
a
and they look kind of cool. Yeah, in the truck.
But they're on the road for a long time. That's what Elon Musk is trying to change, isn't he? He's trying to have cars that drive themselves, that it would save huge amounts of money.
He's trying to put them out of a job.
Yeah, put them out of a job as well.
He's trying to put all the truckers out of a job.
There was that guy who got a Tesla, and it was one of the drivable Teslas, and he got into the back of the car and fell asleep, thinking that it would drive itself. And
I think people have died.
Yeah. He was
in Teslas, like for the.
Yeah, he had a bit of a. Bad time.
So didn't someone die because of the automatic
the automatic driving?
Yeah,
he got into the back seat of the car and fell asleep.
I mean, it's a bit premature to put that much faith into.
Oh, I'm just gonna have a little snooze in the back of my Tesla while it's driving on the motorway.
Yeah,
motorways are scary.
Have you ever driven on a motorway?
Yeah, I went onto one by accident on my Vespa. Did I ever tell you that?
It's illegal, you know.
Have I never told you this?
No, tell me.
Oh my God. I was driving my Vespa, my little red Vespa, for the first time. And I was just driving around and I suddenly got onto like a freeway. I don't know how. I took the wrong turn.
No, you didn't go into like the M3 or something.
I went onto the freeway that led onto the motorway. Yeah, I didn't quite go on the motorway, but I was on. But like, hey, listen, I was on the freeway and I was so scared. My jacket was so big and puffy that it was becoming a parachute behind me. So I had to drive. I was so scared.
What, were you going 70?
No, I was going like 30. I was freaking out. But I then had to drive on the side of the road because I was so scared that I was going to be knocked off by someone.
Wait, so Jamie, come on. Before we get into anything else, we need to talk about your performance on the weekend.
Shit, man. Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. Can you tell me about it?
Can I also say thank you? Every single weekend you tweet.
I know.
It's lovely for that, buddy.
You're welcome. I think you deserve to win.
Is that because you have a huge bet on me?
No, I think that you deserve it.
I danced the tango and it was a ripping, roaring success.
Yeah, I did see a bit of the tango. Where you're playing chess.
We were playing chess at the top, and we then danced the tango, and it was great. It was wonderful. It was lovely. But then we were in the bottom two.
Oh, what?
I love that late reaction. Who were you looking at the side of your car?
Someone was looking at me on the microphone. They're probably thinking, God, like, is that guy a comedian getting ready for a gig or something?
I don't think they think you're a comedian. I think they're the bananas.
Like a famous comedian getting ready for a stand-up gig in downtown Dallas.
Do you think that's what they're thinking? That they think that you're a comedian?
No, but I'm going to go do some comedy in Austin.
I really? Yeah, can I'm you please record it? I want to see how your comedy lands in America.
Americans love my comedy. I've done gigs to Americans. And they actually, there was a big group of like 15 Americans at one of these gigs that I did. And they were laughing like even at the bits that weren't even funny just because of the way I spoke.
Really?
They weren't even meant to be funny. They were just laughing at them. But, yeah. And Matthew McConaughey is going to come and see me in Austin.
I don't understand. I don't know if this is you just going a bit crazy or you actually think he is.
No, I mean, he lives there, so it's possible.
Yeah, but that's like me saying...
Can you do a Matthew McConaughey impression?
Oh, we go down... Yeah, I could do that. It sounds a little bit like this.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, he doesn't talk. He goes...
Matthew McConaughey.
What's that? No, he talks. He goes...
Hello, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Hello.
That's good, actually.
Hello, I'm Matthew McConaughey. That's better. Hello, I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Do you masturbate? What does he say? How many times do you masturbate a day?
Hey, do you know what you want to do? You want to.
Those are rookie numbers.
Okay, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna get Matthew McConaughey's speech up, and I'm gonna do it in his accent. You ready for this?
Well, hello. I'm Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew.
That's good, I think.
Matthew McConaughey. How do you spell McConaughey?
You should know.
I don't.
He's
know
a celebrity.
Okay, I've got him here. Speech. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to read his Oscar speech to you. See if I can... Here we go. There are three things that I need each day. One...
When are you going to start the impression?
That's me. Here's Matthew McConaughey doing his acceptance speech. There are three things that I need each day. One, I need someone to look up to. Another, to look forward to. And another is someone
to bad. Shit.
It's not bad. It's good. Okay, here we go.
All right, go on.
There are three things that I need each day. One, I need someone to look up to. Another, to look forward to. And another is...
Is that Bill Gates? No, is that your Bill Gates impression?
Bill Gates?
Well, you see, the thing is...
Oh, my God. That was amazing. Do that again.
Well, the FDA, the gold standard...
That's so good. Just keep going. Be Bill Gates.
Gold standard of vaccines.
Okay, I'm going to come into him.
Vaccines.
All right. That's Matthew McConaughey. He talks, there are three things that I need each day. One, I need someone to look up to. Another, I look forward to. Is someone to chase. First off, I want to thank God because that's who I look up. He's graced my life with opportunities that I know are not of my hand or of any other hand. Ned. He showed me that it's a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates.
Okay, why don't you do Joe Biden?
Morgan I can't. You try and do Joe Biden. Go and do him. Why don't you try and do Trump, at least? Try and do Trump.
I won! By a lot! I won the election by a lot. By a lot. I love the way he just puts by a lot at the end.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. Just going back to my tango quickly. Yeah, so we're in the bottom two. We danced our butts.
It's always about you.
No, we danced our butts off. And we got through, which was
You won.
Yeah, I'm through to the next round.
Shit, so who got kicked out?
Clara. Clara did. Radio 1 DJ. Lovely.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so sad.
That sounded very, very authentic. This week, I'm dancing the jive.
The jive.
Yeah, to the musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie, to the song Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Oh, really? So that's quite a nice bit of branding there.
Yeah, it's great. So it's going to be a good one, I think.
Did you choose the song?
Nope. They chose
Who
it for
chooses
me.
It?
The producers and people. But I want to say... Also, to every single person who votes, means an absolute bundle. So if you can keep voting, that would just be insane.
Quite literally.
Yeah. that would be
insane. I mean, for it. Yeah.
But it would be amazing if you could keep voting because, hey, we keep doing podcasts, and if you keep voting, that would be insane. Every Saturday.
How much do you win if you actually win the whole thing?
You don't win any more money. You just...
What?
You just win the glory.
God, they're ripping you off, man.
Right, all to you. Hello,
you should ask for more money if you win.
I'll ask that at the end.
You should actually just say, look, can I just stop filming for a second?
Can you
keep the cameras rolling?
Yeah, can I get some more money?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, all you private partners. Welcome to a bonus episode. Now, Francis, we've been asked some questions, so I'm going to read them to you. This is from Emily Grace Dougal. What do you want for Christmas, Francis?
I would like, I know it sounds cheesy, but I would just like everyone on Earth to be free.
Hey, there you go. Love that. We got one from its_MaryP. You guys should bring back your diaries. I love that bit of the podcast. Do you know what? That is true. We're going to bring them back. It's just been because of Strictly and all those different things. We've had a little bit of a tough time doing it all.
Jamie's just had nothing to write about.
No, I have had loads to write about, but we're going to bring it back straight after the new year, 100%. We have one from CharlotteSmith_2. Did you ask to keep your Hercules costume? I wasn't allowed to keep it because the wig cost $3,000, apparently. Do you know that, Francis? Wigs cost like £3,000. Yeah, hell of a lot.
Did you try and buy it? How do you know how much it cost?
They told me. I didn't try and buy it.
How much is this?
Well, yeah. We have run from save 123456. Jamie, what would you do if you won Strictly? I've said it before, I've said it again. If I win Strictly, I'm going to propose to Sophie on the Strictly dance floor.
That's nice. But you know what I think would also be nice is if you came over to Texas and we recorded some episodes out here on the road.
If I won Strictly, I should do that.
That's what you should do if you win Strictly.
Okay, maybe I'll do that. We got from Katie Fleming 6. Where can I find your techno music, Francis?
Well, I do have a what's it called, a SoundCloud account, but I might put my latest track up. I haven't put my most recent track up. Should I release it?
Yeah, you should definitely release it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'll release it. So if you go to my Sound, I'll release my most recent one, that Ray and Ed Sheeran really liked. And
Ray never did. Ray reply to you saying she liked it.
She told you to tell me that I should keep it up, and it was great.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I totally lied. That is so true. So where can we find it?
On SoundCloud. I'll upload that one on SoundCloud. Should I start releasing them on Spotify?
Yeah, we'll start checking.
But I'm waiting for a big record deal.
Francis, we also had a funny story from Claire. Says, hi guys, loving the podcast, and Jamie, you're doing fantastic in Strictly. I have a funny story. One night in Spain, I was drunk after a night out and ended up in KFC, of course. I want to show off my best Spanish, so I asked the guy behind me, how do you say gravy in Spanish? He told me I could say salsa de pollo, which translates as chicken sauce. Please note the words ends in O. I made my order in Spanish and finishing by saying salsa de polla. The staff burst out laughing. Salsa de pollo, polla, I shouted at them. Offended, they weren't taking my Spanish seriously. They continued laughing, and now all the customers in KFC were laughing too. The man behind tapped me on the shoulder and said, ahem, I think you mean salsa de pollo. I realized my mistake. Pollo means chicken. Polla means dick. I was essentially screaming at the KFC, asking for some dick sauce. The embarrassment.
Oh, that's funny.
I love that one, Claire.
I think that deserves a mug.
It could do. We got another one from Bex. Two Christmases ago, I got drunk at my family meal because I hadn't eaten. I'm vegetarian, and the dog had eaten the nut roast out of the oven. I was so drunk, I fell asleep with my head on the loo. For Christmas last year, my sister brought me a mug that had a picture of me asleep on the toilet, printed on, and I'm forced to drink out of it whenever I'm home. Nightmare. We also have another one from Sophie. An email. Hi, Jamie and Francis. I love listening to your podcast. It never fails to make me laugh. I'm a teacher and I was pregnant throughout lockdown, so wasn't allowed to work for around 6 months. I was so fed up at home and came across your podcast and listened to it every day. I started to notice that when I listened, my baby seemed to be more active. I thought it must be a coincidence, so tried it out at different times. And every time she heard your voices, I would get big kicks. She's now 6 weeks old. I was intrigued to see if she reacted when hearing your voices. Now she's been born. And it's so strange. Whenever she cries or is upset, if I play the podcast, she stops immediately. I couldn't believe it, but I've tried it lots of times and it never fails to work. So thank you for keeping me company during lockdown. Good luck on Strictly, Jamie. Oh, how sweet is that, Francis, from Sophie?
Oh, that's sweet.
I just love that. We also have our review of the week is from Tilly C. And she says, there are two groups of people that I would not recommend this podcast to. One, those who want to listen to a podcast in public. Two, those who are prone to wetting themselves. This is due to the sheer amount that this podcast will make you laugh. So I suggest that if you fall into either or both of these categories, you might have to listen to your private parts on the toilet. So Tilly C, if you're listening, get in touch on Instagram, which is at Private Podcast, or by email, contact at Private Parts Podcast, to get your exclusive mug, because you are going to be our review of the week.
Winner! Winner chicken dinner.
Now, listener of...
KFC.
Listener of the week, we have decided is going to go to Claire with her KFC story, because that is just simply genius, isn't it, Francois?
Yeah.
You like
KFC
that one?
KFC in Spain, in España.
Salsa de polla. Salsa de polla is dick sauce.
How do you say Kentucky fried chicken in Spanish?
Kentucky fría polla. Pollo, not polla. Kentucky fried dick.
Frijol. Do you know there's a Michelin star restaurant in Mexico City called Pujol?
Do you like that one?
It's called Pujole. But it looks like Pujol. I'm going to Mexico.
You are? What if I go to Texas to come do podcasts out there? You won't be there.
No, I'm going to Mexico like for a few weeks.
Oh, lovely. Hey, listen, we've got to say congratulations to Claire, who gets her mug for Listener of the Week, and congratulations to Tilly C for Review of the Week. Now, if you want to be Reviewer of the Week, or you want to be a Listener of the Week and receive your limited edition Private Parts mug, all you've got to do is leave us a review, very simple, on Apple Podcasts. Anything will do, just a funny review that we will like. And if you want to be Listener of the Week, you have to send us in a story via email, contact at privatepartspodcast.com or Instagram at privatepodcast. Any story will do, funny, silly, whatever it is, but more funnier the better, and you would be in for a chance of winning an exclusive Private Parts mug.
So what did you do today, Jamie?
I danced the jive all day, buddy boy, all day.
Really? Was it good?
It's looking good, honey. Get ready for Saturday night.
So do you think you could still win it?
100%.
Do you think you're going to win it?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, it'd be quite the making of you.
Be the making of you, 100%.
Do you think you might dance professionally, like, afterwards?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Right, to all you lovely listeners, that is the end of the bonus episode. But do not fear, we'll be back on Friday for another episode with a lovely guest. Until then, Francis.
Peace out, A-Town down. What do they say?
Peace out, A-Town.
Peace out, A-Town down.
He towned out. All right, everybody. We'll see you on Friday.
Wait. Let's do something better. All
what right. Do you mean, do something better?
Today is Wednesday.
Is Tuesday that we're recording this.
But it's being released on Wednesday.
Okay.
Which means that, two days left till the weekend.
There you go. All right, everybody. And on that note, we'll see you on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.